You are listening to Yadda Chat, the student journey podcast, which involves art and design students from Hull College across Level 3, Access, Foundation and HE. Through this project, we aim to improve the confidence of students, provide opportunities for future collaborations and build on creative networks.
Hello, I'm Chris Wiles. I'm Programme Leader for BA Honours Fine Art Foundation and the Access to HE Art and Design course here at Hull College. I teach across FE and HE from Level 3 up to Master's degree level. As a tutor, I get to speak to students every day about their studies and their experiences at the college. Hopefully, this project will create a space for them to reflect on their journey and share their experiences with a wider audience.
Hello and welcome. We are joined now by Matty Blaszczyk. It's great to have you on the Student Journey podcast.
Hi, hello.
So first off, do you want to tell us what course it is that you're on?
Yes, so I'm on the Foundation Diploma in Art and Design.
And so like what was it that brought you to the college?
Previously, before I came here, I actually did 3 years at Bishop Burton.
Oh, cool.
I did a level 2 in art and design and then I did a level 3 in 3D art and design. And on the last day, I realised that I wasn't exactly doing what I wanted to do. In the future, I'd like to go into fashion branding. And I needed to do an extra year, so I came here because the course fit what I wanted to do.
Oh, that's cool. So you've always been interested in like creative subjects.
Yeah,
always been something that you've known that you want to go into.
Yeah, I think it really, like, art runs in my family.
Oh, cool.
My auntie's an artist. Everyone sort of can roughly draw, like everyone's pretty good at it. I really got into it when I was about 14, and then I chose art as my subject when I was in year 9, and ever since then it was just art.
Yeah. Where did the desire to go into fashion come in? Because obviously you start off like in year 9 and it's literally just painting, isn't it, and drawing and stuff.
Just copying mainly from different artists. So like I've always been into fashion. Mm. I never thought I'd want to work in fashion. It was honestly the last day of college for me, and I touched on fashion stuff in my projects, and I was like, I'd actually really like to do something within it. I was going to do a degree in marketing or creative advertising. Mm. There was just something missing.
Yeah.
And then I searched up fashion branding and it just clicked. I was like, this is what I want to do.
Yeah. You might remember like when I came and talked to everyone, I sort of explained that the way I decided that I wanted to do the fine art degree was there was like a couple of options and like different courses and stuff, but I just literally thought what makes me like the most happy.
Yeah.
And for me it was art. And obviously like for you it's like creative fashion.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's like, yeah, I mean, obviously there's like pros to like doing more like, I guess, traditional, you know, like business and all that sort of stuff. But I think if you can do something that you're really like passionate about and you're really interested in, then it's only going to be good for you further down the line because you're not going to get into a job that you hate.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to live your life sort of going to a job every day that you don't like. But to get into something that you really enjoy doing is... it's more likely if you did a degree that you want.
Let's hope I get in.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I agree. I would hate to do a job that I just would find like mundane and just like a 9-to-5. Like I can do a 9-to-5 as long as it's like in the field I want to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's good. So back to the course that we're on. So how are you finding it? So far.
I really like it. It's a lot different than the course I did previously. There's a lot more freedom with it, which at first I was a bit worried about because I didn't know what direction I was going into. But slowly but surely, like, the direction found itself. So my direction is fashion. But I don't make clothes because that's just too much for me. I like to sort of research into issues in society, just the world, and I I'm creating clothes. By creating clothes, I mean I go to charity shops or use clothes I already have.
Yeah, so I find that as like the base material.
Yeah, basically, yeah. And because right now my project, it focuses on... It's almost mocking like designers that charge disgusting amounts of money.
When I came into the building earlier today, I saw you had this skirt. And is there like a story behind that?
So it started off with a pair of shoes.
It's a bit of a change.
Yeah, I know. I knew I wanted to create something that was really out there and didn't really make any sense, but it made sense to me. My point with these items, I guess it was just to show that you can grab anything and make it almost look high fashion. So I grabbed a pair of these heels I already had and I just splattered paint all over them. I painted the bottoms red to look like Red Bottoms by Louis Vuitton. And I took the insoles out, covered them in like newspaper for some random reason. So then I was like, let me carry on with this paint splattering situation. Mm. So I bought this skirt for £3 from a charity shop.
It's a cool skirt.
I know, I love it. I just went crazy with it. I just splattered paint all over it. Went all over the studio. It was great. The cleaners hate me now.
I know, I was going to say, like, did you put a mat down, but...
No, I don't. There was no use doing that. I tried to put newspaper down, but it went everywhere. Yeah. Even went on some of the people in the class. It's all right. They didn't mind.
Well, I mean, I went into the classroom earlier today and I didn't see any trace of it on the floor. So
the cleaners cleaned it.
Yeah, yeah. I think they did an excellent job.
Oh, I think that. They did. They did a better job than I did.
But yeah, so obviously the course has just started. And it's great that you have the freedom, all that you found like with this course, that there is like more of like a freedom to explore and try stuff out. Do you have any initial plans of how you see the rest of the year going? I know it's still quite early, but...
I actually do. So I'm definitely going to continue with the whole fashion thing, raising issues with like the industry of fashion, because there is a lot. So I spoke to Chris and we've decided that I should do some zines that include the format of a normal magazine, but instead of like overpriced perfumes and clothes, it's just going to be my sort of DIY things.
Cool.
Yeah, and it'll raise some of the issues I've worked on, like in the research.
Yeah.
And we're actually planning on doing a photo shoot of some of the garments I've already made.
Nice.
In the next 3 weeks.
So alongside that, obviously with it being a zine, there'll probably be like an aspect of like writing to that as well, won't there? So will you be writing little articles or will you be getting other people to like submit?
I'm going to do some of it, but I've already spoken to one of my friends, Tegan. Mm. She's on the same course as me, and she's going to write some of the articles for it.
Nice, a bit of a collaboration.
Yeah.
I see.
I can't wait.
That sounds really cool and I'm really looking forward to seeing where it goes. And, well, we'll be able to catch up in the next stage of the podcast. I'm sure I'll see you around the college. Let's catch up.
But, I can't wait.
Yeah, sounds really exciting.
It'll be good to catch up soon and see what I'm doing. What crazy things I come up with.
I can't wait.
Me too.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, thank you.
We are joined now by Elle Seal, who's a level 3 art and design student. Hi, Elle. It's great to have you on the podcast.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here. It's got a lava lamp and everything.
It does have a lava lamp.
Very cool.
And a neon sign, just in case anyone didn't already know that.
Any questions about the neon sign? It's very cool. Yeah. It's pink and blue.
Mm. So, Elle, what brought you to the college to study art and design?
Well, originally I wanted to join the army because my dad did, and I went to an army college that's on Anleby Road, but I tried applying twice and that didn't work. And then I sort of thought that it's not for me anyways because it involves a lot of violence and it kind of strips away your personality, you think about it. And I was like, well, I like art a lot. Like, I really love it. My whole room was like insane with art. So I was like, I could make something with that. And I was thinking, like, art's a hard thing to, like, make a living out of. You have to be either really, really good or really good at, like, marketing and things. and I was thinking of things to do, and my dad was like, oh, tattoo artist. I was like, oh, and a light bulb came over my head. I was like, yeah, screw it. And then I applied for whole college and I got it, and here I am, hoping to get an apprenticeship when I leave. So yeah.
Oh, nice. So as tattoos and stuff, that's always like been an interest?
Not always. Art's always, like, yeah. Generally art's always been an interest.
Yeah. Drawing, painting, that sort of, is that the area that interests you the most, do you think?
Yeah, it is, definitely. It's like, well, I couldn't sell my art because I don't know how to market things and do all that. It's really complicated, and it can be hard to succeed, like, and things can just go wrong, and everything could go downhill. But a tattoo artist is like a really stable job, like, you know, not much can really go wrong and things like that. So
yeah, other than like someone, you know, who you're tattooing.
Yeah. If
you're anyone, like, what, I didn't want that on my head, like.
Yeah, that's like, I'd imagine that to be the worst fear, just like messing something up. But I hope I never do that, hopefully.
Yeah. You don't often hear of, like, or see tattoo artists making mistakes, which I always find, like, really interesting. Because, well, when I'm drawing, but I'm not an excellent drawer or anything, but I make so many mistakes, and I'm constantly, like, rubbing out or, like, you know, like, taking that out, covering it. And I just think, but you can't do that with, like, tattoos. It's a bit scary, but you never see them making that mistake, which I just think is really... So on the course, what's your current project about? Are you working on something right now?
It's just like an identity to do with you, like filling in the sketchbook that we've been given. You can pick like an art style or something you like to do, and you're supposed to have a main piece by the end of all. Or it's supposed to be, it has to be a picture of you, but it can have other things, but there just has to be you in that picture at some point.
Yeah.
I really like collage, so I've made a big, like, bigger than A4. But yeah, I think it was A3. And I've put loads of pictures of, like, because I did a project where we did, like, selfies and stuff, and everyone just gave, like, selfies of themselves. But I did selfies where it wasn't a selfie. It was more, like, me and my friends hanging out, like, doing stupid stuff, like jumping over walls, climbing on bus stops and stuff, like, doing all these crazy things. And Chris said that he liked it. And that he thinks I should do that. And he said I'm good at collage, so I can mix those things. So that's what I'm doing right now.
So you're going to incorporate that into your identity project.
Cool. And I love skateboarding. And that's the whole reason I have those friends, are because of skateboarding.
Yeah.
And you know the magazine Thrasher?
You've seen like a hoodie. From back in the day? Yeah maybe.
You've seen those people wearing like Thrasher hoodies and stuff? That's a skate magazine. And that's like going to be at the top. It's going to be like a skate magazine. And there's like a picture of me like doing a cool trick or something. I'll paint it. And then there's like collage around it like it was a magazine. But instead of like things like, today you can get this in the shop, it'll be like a picture of like my mate or something.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I like that. So like the photos of you and your friends having fun, and obviously skateboarding being, it's important to you, you really enjoy it. That does fit in really well with the whole theme of identity, because I guess, you know, skateboarding and your friends, all of that goes into like what makes you you. I think that's a really good topic to have chosen. Do you have any expectations to like how you think the rest of the year is going to go? Because it'll be interesting to sort of maybe see where you think you're heading right now, and then at the end of the year sort of look back. Like, is there anything that you think you want to try working with, like sculpture or...
I was about to say sculptures, because, you know, the film Coraline? It's my very favourite film. Nothing, in my opinion, can ever beat it. I made a little Coraline doll, and it has blue hair and button eyes and everything.
Why you have blue hair?
Yep, and that's also why I'm wearing... One minute, I'll find it. It's a necklace with... You know, the little thing that she, like...
Oh, yeah.
I made it myself out of clay.
And that's really cool.
Thank you. I love it. I tried to find it the other day. I couldn't find it, but I found it now. But I want to try things like that, like sculpting, because I made the doll out of clay and things, and but I've never, like, proper tried to do something, like, real cool, like a person or, like, a head or, like, anything other than, like, silly little things.
Do a
like
bit
this.
Of a stop-start motion. You end up taking like 500 photos in it.
Yeah, and it'll go
like approximately 3 seconds or something.
Yeah, I did that with like I can't remember what they're called. They're like something men, and they have like sticky things on the bottom of them. You can stick them to a table and just move them ever so slightly, and that's like the whole point of them. And they're on an advert, and I begged my mum to get them, and I did. And then they just go like, and I make them like kick around like a clay ball or something, and it'll be really cool.
Oh, cool.
And I made flip books when I was little as well.
Yeah, I used to make flip books.
They're so fun. I thought I was a genius though. I didn't think they were invented. I thought I made them. But then when I found out, I was like, oh, okay.
If you thought you were like the first, you'll have like shown your friends and they'd have been like, whoa.
They didn't know. They didn't know it was a thing either. So exactly. They thought I was a genius.
So to them, yeah.
Yeah, I thought, well, in my mind, I created it. But like, it was like a little guy riding on a rocket and he was like, woo, like that, on a rocket. I remember it so specifically.
So going forward, you sort of, you're hoping you might have the opportunity to work with a bit of sculpture and stuff like that.
Yeah. I also like mini things.
As in like miniature.
Yeah. When you were talking about, what was it?
Model making. Yeah.
Like, I just think that's super cute. I want to do a thing where it's like, you know, the well in Coraline. I'm obsessed with Coraline. I blew. It's like the well. I want to do that and then like a tree next to it and everything. I'll eventually show you it because I'm definitely making it. I'll show you it and I'll like bring it and everything.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Nice. Okay. Well, thank you, Elle. It's been really good talking to you and I'm looking forward to catching up again next time.
It was wonderful talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you. We are joined now by Jordan Harwood, who is a year one FD fine art student.
Hello.
Hi, Jordan.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us today. So what brought you to the college in the first place?
From my other college, Rondering. I used to go to Rondering UTC, and because they did all the art stuff and the old technical side of stuff as well. So when I found out this course does something and I can stay in Hull, because I wasn't ready to like venture in the wild world. Wild world yet. I've realised this was like the best option for me.
Yeah. So when you were at your previous college, were you doing like an art course?
Yeah, or? I was doing, well, art and then creative digital.
Has all the way through school, have you been interested in art? Has that always been?
The minute I picked up a pencil and I was like, I can create whatever I want. I just went and did that, exactly that. I just went to do art.
Yeah. What sort of stuff do you like doing?
I like creating people along with stories. I realised I can literally make a person that never existed at the time when I was younger, that blew my mind, along with everything else. I could literally create a world that didn't exist.
Yeah.
Like when you look in stories, like in Doctor Zeus stories, and he literally creates something that didn't exist. And you can basically let your imagination run wild with everything. So yeah. I can make a fake like neighborhood and then make the people in it and they won't be real, but you can kind of show a story through that. But yeah, people in cartoons and stuff also fascinated me, so I liked drawing my own people as the same thing.
Has it always been drawing, like with pencil and pen and that sort of stuff?
It has been until I think recently when I started high school, and then I started drawing digitally because I realised there's like a wider colour palette and there's a lot more access, like Pinterest, so you can take references. And that blew my mind at the time as well.
Yeah, I was like recently like reintroduced to Pinterest and I was just like there. We go into a level 2 class and they had a lesson all on Pinterest and like making this board. And I was just like, oh, you know what? This is why I really liked Pinterest back in the day. And just like seeing everyone like being able to find your keywords and then you can just like go wild with it, can't you? And just like find so much stuff. I think the reason why people like Pinterest is because you can organize the best thing
you can
ever.
Set themes and boards and everything. Pinterest is like TikTok for artists.
Yeah.
Because you spend hours scrolling looking for stuff you didn't even need for your main project bit. And then when you like come out of it, you're like, I've just made 5 balls and 15 different notes. Okay, then.
I know. Like previously, like I would just Google images and then copy them onto a Word document. But now.
now.
We can have a board. So yeah. So what are you currently working on right now, project wise?
I am working with the character thing. Because of Chris, who's my, like, you know, my minor tutor, he recommended, because I like making characters so much, there's these other artists who basically made this fictional world and these people in it. There's no story to it, it's just the scene.
Okay.
And basically, I thought the art of, like, basically making up assumptions. So, for example, there could be, like, a person in a corner of a room and some people might make an assumption that's completely different to what another person might make. So, like, if it's an elderly person in, like, a corner, they'll be like, oh, that elderly person probably likes Bing or something. But then someone might be completely creative and be like, oh, what if she's, like, a superhero or something and she's in disguise? It's, like, this whole different thing of interpretation.
So you're going to create, like, this scene, these people.
Mm.
But what you're really interested in is how the public is going to react.
Basically.
Are you going to, like, find a way to almost record people's observations of it?
Yeah, people maybe write down what they think.
Yeah, you almost need like a box, don't you, where people can put in like their thoughts of it. That would be really cool. I can see that in like as part of an exhibition.
Like there can be this picture of this character and there's all these assumptions around it of what this person made. Mm. And I could like maybe reveal the actual story of the character, or maybe it doesn't have a story and everyone just made the story for that character up as it was going along.
Yeah. And is that where your final outcome for that project, is that where it's going? Do you want to end with a finished piece?
Maybe a couple, because I was recommended to do different scenes so people can look at a scene that attracts them the most.
Oh, cool.
And they can like take something out of that. Because obviously the more invested you are in something, the more effort you're going to put into trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool.
Thank you.
So, Jordan, going like forward from this, do you have any plans for your what you're going to be doing next and like for the rest of this year?
I'm just going to go wherever it takes me, to be honest. Like when I first started, this is completely different to what I'm planning on doing now. Mm-hmm. So at the start of it, we was just like drawing pictures of interpreting of real life objects, like drawing pencils or something, or anything that's kind of related to us. Mine was pencils, because that's all I do is just use a pencil when I draw.
Yeah.
And it went off in the direction of basically doing what I'm doing now. So, yeah, I'll just go wherever it takes me, to be honest. And if I get inspired or I have an idea, then I'll roll with it.
Because sometimes, especially with each module, you get like a handbook, don't you, I guess? Or you get your module handbook.
Yeah.
I was really good at reading those back when I did my degree. I wasn't. But they are actually quite helpful looking back.
I go completely wild and I'm like, wait, there's an actual baseline.
Yeah.
Well.
It would have benefited me for sure.
Yeah, like, I think I'll go read it, yeah.
But back to what you said, sometimes like ideas just like come out of nowhere. Sometimes that's like the time where you need to think, yeah, do you know what, that is a good idea. I can like either like put that, think of that to do that next time, or is there anything in particular that you want out of this project?
Yeah, I would like to collab with other people. I like as many opportunities as possible, to be honest. Like maybe get a job, maybe meet new people, maybe like find a different art style I like, or maybe just anything that can get out of it, really.
Yeah, that would be good, especially with a project like this, is through meeting other students, you'll be able to see what they're working on and like hear about their style, and that might in itself sort of throw up, like, oh yeah, that's interesting, I might have a go at that.
That's so cool when you see other people's stuff as well, because someone might have a different technique and doing stuff, and he's like, I might try that.
Yeah.
That's like other existing art styles. When you look at the way, I like, oh, I like the way they draw eyes, or I like the way they draw buildings, so I'm going to put that all into one, and that'll be my art style.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Well, thank you, Jordan, for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. We are joined now by Dave Benn, who is a art and design access student at Hull College. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Alice. How are you doing? You all right?
Yeah, no, I'm good, thank you. Thanks for coming on to the podcast.
Oh, no, thanks for having me.
So what we've been saying to everyone as part of their first interview is what brought them to the college in the first place.
All right, well, a chance to sort of like rediscover myself, really. I've come from a background of like engineering, ex-Navy, ex-military, and I just kind of like the idea of being able to step into a different career, and a creative one. Mm-hmm. And I can draw, I enjoy that, so I just come along and try and see what I can do and further develop some skills, hopefully.
That's really exciting, that's good. I didn't realise ex-military.
Yeah, for my sins, 14 years, Navy on submarines. Been up like, 6 years now, but yeah, just looking for a different, a fresh start and a new career. Basically, yeah.
So currently on your course, what is it that you're working on?
The project that I've been doing, I've chosen spirituality. And I recently got baptized last year, been baptized here in September. And I've just started really interested in the spiritual journey, what drives us, what motivates us, what makes us who we are, trying loads of different techniques to try and express that. So it's been really good discovering new techniques, aside from just painting and drawing, printmaking and etchings and things like that. So it's been good so far. Yeah, it's been really interesting.
So what's the subject matter being?
Spirituality. Yeah. It's just about more like a soul journey, more like a soul purpose, and trying to find some authenticity in art, really, in sort of trying to draw a leaf, trying to authenticate it properly. And I think if you've got if your spiritual roots are connected, or you're aware of some kind of a spiritual strain, then I think that gives you a deeper, deep awareness of everything. I'm not really sure, to be honest myself. I'm just sort of just exploring that side of things. But it just seems to be especially where art's concerned as well, because it's quite a broad subject.
Yeah.
The spirituality, and it's an interesting subject, yeah.
So obviously you've been trying to use different techniques other than the standard painting. Have you always been creative, and as previously has painting been your style?
At school, I loved... I didn't get many GCSEs at school. One of them was art. I think the other one was English. Okay. But I really enjoyed art at school. I never saw a job on it or anything. It was more of a hobby. But I used to draw all the time. And it just sort of... I went onto a different path. I went onto engineering. And I left it. I didn't touch it. And it's just something that's... I guess it's always been there. Do you know when... everyone's got a favourite hobby. And it's just come back along the way. And I think, well, why not try and make the hobby into a job and do something that I enjoy, A lot of people walking around depressed and stuff these days. So, I'd rather be happy doing something that I enjoy. And just, I think everyone's got a creative streak, haven't they?
Yeah.
I think most people have got a creative streak. Everyone's got, I don't think there's anybody without a creative streak. It's just, I just like to explore mine a bit further, in whatever, paint, drawing, whatever,
Yeah. I think that's great that you've come at, obviously, after, working previously in engineering and everything, and you've made that decision basically to go into something that you've always loved at and you want to go back to. I think that's great. And I don't think you can go too far wrong by doing something that you love. Art makes so many people happy. And you see art everywhere.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Well, I work part-time with another company, another charity. It helps veterans move into civilian employment. And we do tree planting, nature and nature-based therapy and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's absolutely true that, art's all around you. I mean, I've never sort of really been a gardener. I've been doing this job for a year now. But planting trees, just being out in nature, it is, it's all around you, art. It's I feel real sort of blessed to be doing it. It's good.
Oh, good.
It's a nice accompaniment to what I'm doing now as well, the art and nature and stuff. So it's nice, yeah.
How are you finding the course so far?
I love it. But it's been great. It's been, getting used to studying again and having homework and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it's just the way it is, isn't it? It's just how things are. Everyone on the course is nice. It's nice to see other people do their work as well and be around creative energies, around creative people, which is really refreshing. But everyone's nice, the course, the instructors, everything's fine. I think it's a case of just, everyone, just getting over, certain barriers, confidence-wise and stuff like that. Continuing to try and stuff and develop. But it's been nice so far. No, I've really enjoyed it.
Oh, good. Going forward, do you have any ideas of where you want your practice to go, project-wise?
Yeah. Project-wise, it's more going to be trying to search for authenticity. So I'm trying to basically try and show that with my work, in my paintings or drawings or whatever, try and capture what it is that I'm trying to capture. But I think, as regards to the course, I'm still not sure yet. I think that'll develop as I go further down the line. Hopefully it'll develop into a degree. But from there, I'm not sure. But I think that's kind of exciting as well, because I don't know yet. I can draw. I've got a bit of a creative streak, like most people have, that I'd like to develop. But it makes it kind of exciting as well, just to see what happens further along down the way.
Is there anything that you haven't tried yet, sort of skill wise, that you think, oh, I want to give that a go? Because one of the great things here is that you'll have seen you have an idea and the college are just like, yeah, we can do that. You want to do sculpture? Like, yeah, go for it.
No, I'm just getting used to this now, the sort of the freedom and flexibility you've got, rather than just being stuck in a classroom, and the fact that you can go across. And it's still sort of dawning on me now that I've got a project. Like, it's a real... It's different from how I've done things before, because, like, before you might look at it as homework, but it's because it's so... You can put your own personal spin on it. Because it's art, I think, the fact that you can develop an insight in something and express yourself through it and learn about other artists at the same time, and that's really, really interesting. And it's kind of enjoyable to do as well. It's really enjoyable to do. Because you're talking about life, really, aren't you? Life is art, life. It's like that, isn't it? When I got my sketchbook on my first week, that was great. That was quite that sounds daft, but quite a liberating experience, because I've got a sketchbook now. I can just, doesn't matter what it is, I can record, I can write, I can draw, I can, you know. So it's, it's nice. It's nice to be able to learn the craft and to be able to express yourself, I think is the best thing for me so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I completely agree, and I'm really excited to sort of see where your projects sort of like go, you know, moving forward, and like at various points when we catch up.
Yeah, definitely. I'll have to bring some across next time.
Yeah.
No, it's a nice thing to have at college as well, because I mean it can be a scary place for anyone, regardless what age you are. And things have changed since I was at school, since I was at college. So to be sat here and doing a podcast with somebody, and there's this network that's going on throughout college and all kinds of other stuff. It's great to see.
I'm excited to like bring everyone together and sort of open up that group sort of discussion, like people collaborating, networking, finding
massively
out what they're going on, and sort of like really like building on that community that created.
Massively. And not just like, I mean, like you say, bringing everyone together, you know, regardless what your mediums are or you know, what you're studying. It's just nice to, because people open up, don't they? You bring people together, people open up, and like, it's nice to be able to collaborate with people, somebody you maybe you wouldn't talk to normally, but you know, because of someone else, you've been introduced to that person, and so on and so forth. It's nice that that's there.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Dave. It's been lovely chatting to you.
No, nice talking to you.
And
thanks for having me.
Talk to you soon.
That's great. Thank you. Bye.
You can find out more about this podcast and platform through visiting our website at www.yada-yada-noise.com. You can also follow our social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all at yada-yada-noise.
Yada.